Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast. I'm your host, Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and I'm dedicated, as always, to helping you guys record, engage, and convert your podcast marketing and becoming the go-to authority in your field. So today we've got a little bit of a different show setup. Usually, as you well know, we have somebody on the show as an interview guest. And today I'm flipping the script. We are switching it around quite a bit. And it's just going to be me, but we're going to be talking about the five fallacies in podcast marketing these days. So this is five things that I've noticed through people that have come to us for our done-for-you services, people that, you know, reach out with us with questions via email, via Twitter, you know, all that kind of stuff that are generally just somewhat misguiding. So I want to help clear some of these up for you guys because I think this can be really helpful for you and can help you from straying into some ideas or ideologies that are not necessarily in your best interest. But before we dive into that, I've got a couple of announcements. First off, I'm really excited because this week we just went live with our brand new site redesign. So you can check that out at authorityengine.com. And you'll notice at the homepage that there's actually a couple of different bootcamp courses there. There's two of them. Because with this show, we get a lot of people kind of on two different tracks. We get some people that are kind of planning their podcast and trying to get it out there. So they're not quite, they don't have their podcast set up yet, but they want to do it right. And they want to come to us, get the right information, and get it going strong. So for you guys, we've created a core concept for launching a successful podcast, particularly for marketing your business, your brand, and growing your audience. And so that's one of the bootcamp courses. That is a 3-video training series that will help you get off the ground with your podcast. And so that's kind of a step-by-step deal to give you the big picture strategy. And so then the other one is for those of you podcasters out there that already have a show up and running and you want to streamline your production. Because any of you podcasters out there know that it's a lot of work once you get that episode recorded. There's so many more things that go into it, from lining up guests to making sure that you've got the best audio quality to, you know, doing the actual post editing, show notes writing, you know, publishing, syndication. I mean, the list goes on. So what we've done is we've created this short 6-video course that will show you how we streamline our production process and lay it out for you real easy. So you can get both of those at authorityengine.com. Check out the website redesign. I would love to hear your thoughts. If you love it, hate it, whatever, give me a shout via social media, or, you know, there's obviously some contact options through the site. So go ahead and hit me up there. Next, before we dive in, I want to do our community podcast highlight. And this week, it's actually Josh and Jill Stanton from the Screw the 9-to-5 podcast. And I love these guys. They're actually a couple that has started their own online businesses, and now they're podcasting about how other couples can do the same. So you don't necessarily have to be a couple to tune in and check it out, but their whole concept is to buck the 9-to-5. You don't have to live and work for the man anymore. You can work for yourself. And so this podcast will help you do that from the very beginning and just get you out of the office and into your own job, into your own position, working on growing your own business. So it's kind of giving you the steps that you need to get there. So it's a great resource. You can check it out over at screwthe9to5.com. And actually, Jill and Josh is who I was spending this last weekend with up in Toronto. We did a little mastermind at the Lakeside Cottage, had a great time. It was them, a couple of my other friends from Thailand, and a couple new people that I had never met before. So we had a sweet mastermind up there, got to sip wine from mason jars and sit out at the lakefront and just had a fantastic time. So anyhow, that was my little moment of gushing. So let's get into it. I'm really excited today, guys, because I've been getting these kinds of questions, things that, you know, when people ask me, it kind of punches you in the face, because at the core of the question is a misguided idea or a misguided concept. And so there's five big ones that I really want to talk to you guys today about. And so hopefully at the end of this episode, you'll have a pretty clear understanding of why these are kind of widespread fallacies and why they're not necessarily true. And understanding that will help you see the type of success that you really want with your podcast and with your business and brand on the back end. So first off, I want to start out with the motherlode of all fallacies is that everybody gets so wrapped up in the concept of download numbers and that download numbers are the end all be all. Everybody, when they're getting started, always asks, you know, what's good for month one? What, you know, how many downloads should I have? What, you know, is acceptable for a podcast to in the first couple months? How many downloads should I have? Well, at the core of this question is really the problem of it's not necessarily about the numbers. It really depends on your goals as a podcaster and the audience that you are trying to serve. So this kind of feeds into some of the other fallacies, which we'll get to in a minute. But you'll notice that if you think about it, and say, let's say you're a consultant and you podcast about life coaching per se, and you're talking about life coaching, you do consulting in the life coaching industry, and one client could be worth a pretty significant income for you, you don't want 30,000 downloads per month necessarily. What you want is a very targeted audience. And if you only get, 500 to 1,000 downloads a month or even less, that's not a big deal, because if your audience is very targeted, then you'll still be able to reach those people that you're trying to help. You'll still be able to, help them in their journey. And essentially, instead of having all of those extra fluff download numbers that don't mean anything for you, you'll actually be able to serve the people that you want to serve, as opposed to just, broadcasting your show out to a bunch of people that it's really not going to help, or they're not in the best position for your show to help them. And so that really kind of feeds into our fallacy number two, which is the monetization method of, do I get sponsorships and run ads in my show, or do I have products, services, or memberships on the back end? So, if you guys have been listening to my show for any amount of time, you've definitely noticed that I lean really heavily towards the products, services, memberships, and the back end business that you actually market using the podcast, as opposed to solely relying on ads. The reason for this is if you do monetize your show by ads alone and sponsors alone, all they care about is those download numbers. So in order to get the kind of download numbers that you need to actually make a decent amount of money podcasting, you would need some serious exposure and you would need to hit some serious numbers. And there's only a couple of ways to do that, which we'll get into in a second. However, if you have products, services, memberships, a business, whatever it is you offer on the back end, not only will your podcast not have to reach that gigantic audience to get those gigantic download numbers, but you can actually focus your topics, you can focus what you're talking about much more specifically to your audience so that they actually have a better experience with your show. They get to connect with you more. And you can offer them those back-end products or services that are bigger ticket, So you can do the, $97 pre-made programs that don't really involve a whole lot of your time once you create them and set them up. You can do the video courses. You can do the membership sites. You can do the done-for-you services. That's what we do here at Authority Engine, obviously. But a lot of those, you can do the consulting stuff if we're going back to that end. A lot of those are so much more profitable in the long run because not only do you not have to have a huge number of downloads and your income solely rely on those downloads and getting sponsors, but also if your show, let's say for some reason you are no longer able to do your show, let's say it's just taking up too much time and you just can't do it anymore, or you know, you have some family troubles and you can't get shows out, that doesn't necessarily mean that your income stops if you have back-end products, services, or memberships. However, if you're monetizing solely via ads, your income drops instantly. It completely goes to zero if you stop podcasting. Done. So obviously, you could say the same for products, services, whatever. You know, if you stop offering that, your income goes to zero. However, it doesn't rely on the podcast. The podcast is there to help grow it, help nurture it, and make sure that it is the best it can be, but it's not 100% reliant on it. So the final piece on this, and kind of transitioning into our third fallacy here, is in order to make a decent amount of money through advertising and sponsorships for your podcast, number one, you have to get it out to a very large audience. Number two, you have to publish a lot of episodes so that your show gets downloaded a lot of times, because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for download numbers. So that's when you need to get into the 5-7 day a week type of a show if you're looking to make serious money just on ads. Now, there's always the balance of, you know, I can have a few sponsors in my show and I can kind of recoup the cost of producing and, you know, maybe having the back end piece handled for me. And then I really make the money in our products and services and memberships. That's perfectly okay. But what I want you guys to not get stuck down on is thinking that advertising is going to be your one and only, because it ain't, let me tell you. Unless you've got a very big audience and you want to put out daily episodes, it's not going to be the cakewalk that a lot of people kind of assume that it's going to be. And there's a very low ceiling. You can only go so high with that. Whereas, you know, with your own business, you can literally, the sky's the limit. You can grow it as much as you want. So it puts the control back in your hands. So anyways, back to, before I went on that little rant there, back to kind of the episode numbers. In order to get that many downloads, you need to publish a lot of episode numbers. So that's why you see guys like John Lee Dumas and, you know, people that do a lot of monetization via sponsorships, they put out a lot of episodes. That's because their download numbers are reliant on the number of episodes that they put out. Now, if you are monetizing using back-end products, services, memberships, you know, your own business, that volume of episode production is not necessary. So a lot of people will come to me and they'll say, Ben, I want to start a show. I'm really excited. You know, it's going to be for cat lovers. And, you know, I really want to do this, but I just can't commit to daily episodes. Okay, well, let's take a step back here. You don't need to do that. You only need to do that if you're relying on ad and sponsorship dollars. If you actually are going to be building back-end products and services, you can get away with doing a lot less episodes. So if you notice out there, if you look at some of the most successful podcasts out there, they're oftentimes one episode per week podcasts. And so now I think as we go forward here, there's going to be a trend towards more and more episodes. So there's going to be more daily shows, more 5 day a week shows. And so what I always recommend is somewhere between 1 to 3 episodes per week if you're looking to build a community, an audience that really loves what it is you do. And it comes down to regularity and managing that listener's expectations. So if you want to start a show, let's say you've got a membership site for cooks and you want to start a show to build a little bit more of a community around that, you want to do some content marketing using the podcast, you want to grow your network by the people that you're going to interview for this show, all that kind of stuff, then you don't necessarily need to have a 5 or 7 day a week show. Anywhere from 1 to 3 episodes per week is going to do the trick. And for you, then you just need to determine, and you can even test it out. You can try 1 episode per week for a month, then, you know, bump it up to 3 episodes per week for a month and see if the extra payout if the extra signups for your service and the extra engagement and the extra networking is worth the extra amount of work it takes for you to put in on the back end and the extra expenditure for you to produce that many episodes. So it really comes down to finding that balance, but I wouldn't go any lower than one episode per week, because once you start doing that, then people are not looking forward to your episodes anymore. They're not expecting it at any time. And so they'll only listen once they kind of, quote unquote, discover your episode in their podcatcher, you know, in their little iTunes app or something. Otherwise, you know, if they know that you come out on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. every Tuesday morning, they know that on their Tuesday drive to work, they can tune in and listen to the next episode. So that's what we want to do, is get regularity and set that expectation for the listener, as opposed to just putting out as many episodes as we can. So the final piece, two pieces, I guess, for our fallacy here, and they're a little bit unrelated, but number one is the concept that iTunes New and Noteworthy is going to make or break your show in and of itself. This comes from a lack of an understanding of what iTunes New and Noteworthy can actually do for you. So the only reason that iTunes New and Noteworthy exists is to help feature new shows that are already doing well. So it's not like you can put out a show and not do any promotion. You're going to pop up a New and Noteworthy. You're going to get a whole bunch of new listeners. And then as soon as that first 8 weeks are up, you drop into nothingness. That's, you know, a complete fallacy. What is more often the case, and, you know, is the case as far as podcast marketing goes, is when you go live with the show for the first 8 weeks, you have the opportunity to be in iTunes New and Noteworthy. And in order to get there, you need to promote your show. You need to do the things that will help you get those downloads, those subscribers, the ratings and reviews, so that you can get the additional bonus of people discovering you in iTunes New and Noteworthy. So it will definitely help, but I want you to think of iTunes New and Noteworthy as cream on top of the cake, or the icing on top of the cake, not the cake itself, because your promotion and your marketing is going to either get you into New and Noteworthy or not. And being in New and Noteworthy is not going to make or break your show. It's just going to give you that extra little boost for the first 8 weeks of the lifetime of your show. Whereas your consistent marketing of that show is what's going to really determine your long-term success. And podcasting, don't get any, you know, false ideas about it, folks. Podcasting is a long-term strategy. It's not a post up, you know, three episodes and expect the world type of a strategy. And so any of you that have been doing this for a while certainly understand that. The last fallacy that I want to address here is kind of the concept, and a lot of people fall into this belief, that if I do a podcast, I need to have hour-long episodes. I don't know where this fallacy came from necessarily. You know, maybe it's the talk radio shows that almost always, you know, the show segments last about an hour. But really, a podcast episode length should fit what you guys are talking about on the episode, and it should fit the concept for your show as well as the listenership. So if you've got a super busy listenership, let's say, you know, your target market is CEOs, and do you honestly think that they're going to sit down for an hour and listen to your show every week or every time you publish one? I mean, you would have to have through the roof quality content for somebody of that stature to sit and listen to your show, you know, even if they're running, jogging, whatever. Instead, what I've found is kind of the trend as of late, and what has been working really well, is those shorter 25 to 35 minute episodes that are pretty meaty. They're very valuable content heavy, and they don't have a lot of the fluff that a lot of the normal, you know, hour long interviews take. Because if you think about it, most of the interviews that you've listened to that are about an hour long, if you think about it, the good stuff is about 15 minutes worth. more often than not. So if you can work on your interview skills and if you can work on your speech skills so that you don't have to talk for 60 minutes to get 20 minutes of content, then you're going to be a hell of a lot better off. You're going to have shorter episodes. People are going to look at the episode, see that it's only 25, 30 minutes, and they're going to be like, okay, yeah, let's do this. Versus, I know personally, if I look at a podcast episode and see that it's 45 minutes or more, I instantly think to myself, oh, well, I'll listen to this later when I have more time. That time never comes. I just never end up listening to those episodes unless it's somebody that I'm dying to hear from. So I want you guys to take that lesson to heart. I think it can really make a big difference in the engagement and the experience that your listeners have, particularly if they're really busy people. So I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on this. Obviously, these are a lot of the fallacies that have been coming to me and running a podcast production service. I get a lot of these questions all the time, and these are some of the big ones. There's a couple more out there, but obviously, for the sake of time, sanity, and everybody's best interest, maybe we'll save those for another time. But I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on these fallacies and see if you've experienced them yourself, if that's something that you thought was how it worked, and hopefully that this episode helped clear that up for you, and hopefully this episode can give you some of those answers that maybe have been eluding you before because, you know, in the podcast community out there, a lot of these misconceptions are just known as fact, which drives me nuts as a podcast professional. However, that's okay because that's what we're here to do is to educate people and to help them see the success they want. So, you know, I'm more than happy to put out these kind of episodes and try to help steer people in the right direction strategy-wise because obviously that is a big part of our focus here at Authority Engine. You know, our whole thing is record, engage, convert. And it's not about doing the social norms. It's about getting the results that you're looking for. So I would love your comments, your thoughts. You can find the show notes for this episode over at authorityengine.com/46. And I would love if you could leave a comment down there about your thoughts about these five fallacies, if you've thought of any of them, if this episode helped you clarify any of those points. I would just love your thoughts there. And finally, you know, if you like what we're doing here at Authority Engine, head over to authorityengine.com/love, and there's going to be a little bonus there for you. But that's where you're going to find the ways that you can really help out the show by subscribing, rating and reviewing, sharing it with other people via social media. Because our goal here with Authority Engine is to help a million plus small business owners grow their business and grow their impact and grow their messaging using the power of podcast marketing. So if you guys think that that is a honorable mission, I would be honored if you'd help me out. Go over there and check out the different ways you can help us out. In the meantime, you can check out our homepage. I'm really psyched for our redesign. You know, obviously shoot me some feedback if you've got some thoughts there on, you know, things that you hate or love or whatever. But thank you guys for listening. Really appreciate everybody tuning in. And I want to remind you all to go out and record your killer content, engage your audience, convert those listeners into paying customers. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about, is offering value and growing what you're doing, growing the message that you're trying to put out there. So I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and you've been listening to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing. You folks have a fantastic week, and I'll see you next time.